The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
For this week at least, one more time with feeling. Adam Gilchrist, good morning.
Morning, Chris.
Soccer abuse.
Yeah, this is quite something because we don't quite know where we're heading with this and how big this is, but the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, the NSPCC, has opened a special helpline for adult former footballers who were sexually abused. It begins from a convicted paedophile, a guy called Barry Bennell, who's in jail, and he was known to have abused some young boys when he was a youth coach at Crewe. But this is a guy who also worked at Stoke and Manchester City. And an ex-player, Andy Woodward, has spoken up and said what happened to him was awful, and he feels it must have happened to others as well. Well, now 11 ex-footballers have spoken out. Most have waived their right to anonymity. And they include a couple of names from the past. Paul Stewart, who played for Man City, Tottenham, Liverpool and England briefly. And also another ex-Manchester City player, David White, who says the sexual abuse he suffered as a boy has influenced every event and every relationship in his life. So this helpline's begun. And in the first 2 hours today, after it was opened, 50 people called it. And I don't know, I'm sure we've all witnessed the odd nasty, aggressive youth coach, but before all the vetting procedures and the police checks, maybe something much worse was going on. There's a feeling that, a huge can of worms has just been opened.
A big, long cross to bear by the sound of it. Terrorism in the park.
Yeah, rather extraordinary link this. A secret meeting has come to light, which links a terrorist suspect from the Paris and Brussels attacks with a rendezvous in Birmingham in the English Midlands last July. Basically, this guy, Mohamed Abrini, the so-called man in the hat from the CCTV pictures of what happened in Paris and Brussels, he was handed £3,000 in cash in a park in Birmingham. This a few months before the attacks. The attacks, you may remember, happening about this time last year. Mm. Abrini is in police custody in France, but he met these two guys, one of whom has confessed, one of whom is, again, alleged to be, therefore, a terrorism preparedness suspect. He has denied every link. But there's a trial ongoing, and, of course, there's evidence gathered against Abrini. And all this from tracking mobile phones. It's quite extraordinary that they can place where their various mobile phones were at certain stages and when they were together and what happened and so forth. And it's amazing.
Reassuring, too.
And they're building the case just from that kind of data.
Yeah. And the Facebook funeral.
Yeah, this is one. We've had a couple of these, but I mean, I think this again is rather beautiful in a way. A war veteran unfortunately died a couple of weeks ago, but when he died, he was only survived by his sister and maybe three or four other people who are friends and so forth. Harry Arrowsmith, an RAF bomber, a gunner, and a Lancaster bomber during the Second World War, aged 91. So his friend Steve Warren, much younger guy, but he thought, hang on, we don't want Harry just to slip away without a bit of fuss. So he put the news out on Facebook, and it got shared thousands of times. Oh. And today, Harry's funeral took place at a crematorium in Birmingham, and nearly 300 people turned up.
Brilliant.
Some forces, some ex-forces, just so he had a proper send-off. It was lovely. Brilliant use of Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook power. I love it. Good story to end the week. Fantastic, Adam. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Chris.
Adam Gilchrist.